With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Two Senate committees advanced the nominations of both former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard as Director of National Intelligence and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as the Director of Health and Human Services. Both nominations now head to the full Senate for final approval. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt discusses President Trump's 10% tariffs on all Chinese products. The United States Postal Service is no longer accepting packages from China or Hong Kong. On Tuesday, USPS released a statement saying they are suspending international package acceptance from China and Hong Kong until further notice. Letters and flat envelopes will still be accepted. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump will attend the Super Bowl on Sunday, becoming the first ever sitting president to attend the big game. The president is already scheduled to sit down with Fox News for a pregame interview. This year's game will see the Kansas City Chiefs take on the Philadelphia Eagles at the Caesars Superdome in New Orleans. The Chiefs are attempting to become the first team to win three straight Super Bowls. Well, the GOP's plan to quickly advance President Trump's legislative agenda is hitting an early speed bump.
Habitable and enjoyable.
President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met at the White House Tuesday, Netanyahu becoming the first foreign leader to meet with Trump in his second term. Tulsi Gabbard and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. are approved by Senate committees on party line votes. Gabbard for Director of National Intelligence, Kennedy for Director of Health and Human Services. The Senate also confirms Pam Bondi as U.S. Attorney General. Bondi's a former Florida Attorney General. This is SRN News. Well, being queer, trans queer, not much of a barrier in politics anymore.
13 members of the 119th Congress are gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender, tying the last Congress for the most in U.S. history. For the first time ever, a southern state elevated a homosexual candidate. Democrat Julie Johnson is representing Texas in the House. At the state level, 39 states elected at least one LGBT person to their legislature in November, and Hawaii, Iowa, and Missouri elected their first transgender lawmakers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Christian hate crimes on the rise in Western Europe, and one expert has an explanation. Paul James Griffiths is director of Scotland's Christian Heritage, Edinburgh, and he says radical Muslims and radical secularists are teaming up to poison the public against the continent's historic faith. James Griffiths tells International Christian Concern from about 2013, things began to change. This is SRN News. At least six people are hurt in a shooting in the West Bank.
The Israeli military says an attacker fired at soldiers at a checkpoint in the village of Tayasir. In a tense exchange, soldiers returned fire and the attacker was killed. Israeli media reports the wounded are soldiers and at least two of them are critically injured. Hamas and the smaller Islamic Jihad militant group have praised the attack, but neither have claimed responsibility for it. Meanwhile, Israel has been carrying out an extensive operation in nearby Jenin over the past weeks to clamp down on what it says is military activity in the city. Soldiers and armed bulldozers have caused widespread damage. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
CIA reportedly offering buyouts to its entire workforce. The Wall Street Journal cites officials saying it's being done to bring the agency in line with President Trump's vision. President Trump has made downsizing the federal government one of his top priorities. More details at srnnews.com.